It's a warm summer night at Island Field where a bunch of guys congregate for some fun and games. Yes, habits can be hard to break. Year after year, decade after decade, it's the same group of locals who get together and join their respective teams to compete against one another. The league was first started in the early 1970s and has continued to thrive in the community. When it began, the games were played at a place called Plum Field near the golf course in Wagner Park. Today, they play their games at the Moore Fields or at the two fields behind the Aspen Rec Center. Scott Whitlock, a.k.a. Froggy, is behind the bar at the Eagles Club where many of the players go after the games to quench their thirst. He's been an umpire for 22 years and says the pastime is the lifeblood of Aspen.
It's the beat and the pulse of the summertime social scene in Aspen. Totally local. It brings together all walks of life from, bank presidents, cook, service industry. Everybody's the same when they're on the playing field. It gives everybody something to do. People love it. It just flows in the veins here.
Throughout the summer, a total of 32 teams compete in three different leagues. There are 8 teams in the men's competitive and rec leagues, and double that amount in the co-ed league. One of the most notable aspects of the men's rec league is the camaraderie and competitive spirit. Even though the players all know each other around town and have for many years, when they are on the field, they want to win. They come out to have a fun hour away from their everyday lives. Froggy has an up-close view of each team during the games.
It can get pretty competitive, but having said that, everybody's out there to have fun, for the love of the game. We're promoting fun. I mean, it's part of America, it's right up there with, hot dogs and apple pie.
However, sometimes their competitive spirit does get the best of them. Men's Rec League has been known to have a few fights and suspensions in years past. Jeff Segan, a 75-year-old pitcher for the Square Grouper team, has seen a lot in the 25 years he's been playing.
There are some individuals who are super competitive and will get a little bit boisterous, maybe a little volatile at times. There have been physical altercations over the years, minor, but they have erupted periodically, and it's just the nature of the game.
Froggy believes that joining a team, especially in the co-ed league, is one of the best ways to meet new people. The players keep the party going long after the games end. Keith Bullocks has been the league commissioner for the last 16 seasons. He also plays on the Square Grouper team.
They go out after the games, and they go out to the Eagles Club, or they go to a different bar around town. People are excited about it all day. They go to the games, and they go out and have a good time together later on.
The players have all known each other for so long, and they use softball as an opportunity to brag to one another throughout the year. Froggy sees their competitive spirits continue, no matter the season.
It gives everybody something to talk about. Like I always say, you play for an hour, and you talk about it all week. And then you play for a season and talk about it all off season, waiting until, pitchers and catchers report in February.
Not only do the players enjoy the game, but they also get to play on million-dollar fields with million-dollar views. Looking up from the batter's box and seeing a postcard view adds something special. Not many communities have the same facilities that Aspen does. All 4 fields have won national awards from the Sports Turf Management Association for being the best municipal fields. Bullocks, the league commissioner, has been lucky enough to play on these fields for years.
Most people refer to our fields as like the fields of dreams, because you're sitting in Island Field and you're playing softball with your friends, hanging out, having a competitive good time, hoping to win. But if you don't, it's not such a big deal, because you look up and you see Pyramid Peak and Buttermilk.
As the season comes to an end, you can already bet that the same guys will be gearing up for next summer when they have another shot at winning the title. Froggy wants as many people as possible to take part in this Aspen tradition.
I encourage everybody to come out and get an eyeful. And like I say, it's one of the driving forces here during the summertime in Aspen. So come on out and be a part of it. I dare you.
Dominoes took the title for men's competitive, Rec went to the Square Grouper, and in the co-ed league, Aspen 82 P&H won it all. Ryer Garden Sports, Aspen Public Radio News.